Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We've got game four of the Stanley Cup Final tonight. Edmonton taking on Florida. The series is still in Florida. Panthers had a 6-1 win in game three. And then also, from yesterday, a report from Kevin Weeks talking about Bo Byram apparently generating plenty of interest in the market from multiple clubs. Look at that!
Yeah, okay. there's something there. And honestly, I said it this week of like, if there's interest in Byram, for example, the Kevin Weeks tweet there of you know, several teams being interested. If that gets me started with a conversation with Vancouver or Dallas.
About anything?
Like, if it's a conversation starter, I know that Bo and Byram himself would not generate enough for, say, Elias Patterson or Jason Robertson. But can I convince a team to do something else?
Maybe. He did have a career high in points last year, 38. His previous highest total was 29, which is the season prior. So, I mean, you could definitely, he's 23, turning 24. You could absolutely convince a team his best years are up and coming. Now, the underlying statistics, I mean, we know as Sabres fans, when he was away from Dahlin, were not great.
Also, you put any of the analytical charts, any of them up to anybody.
Not great.
They are very huge warning signs.
But you can absolutely, I think, convince.
To which Sabres fans are now saying, no, put those away.
Yeah, but you can convince a team that his best years are ahead of him. We're just we won't be able to sign him to a long-term deal. And so we want to get anything for him.
Also, it does look like, you know, he's reading, like there might be a reading of the room. Mm-hmm. You know, if Byram does desire to be a top pairing defenseman with power play time,
yes.
He's not getting it within a Buffalo franchise that has Rasmus Dahlin, a Norris Trophy candidate that people are voting on now.
Finished fifth and yesterday.
Sixth.
Thank you.
And Owen Power, a player who should. This is typically when defensemen start to flip that switch. Like at his age.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we talk about with Owen Power.
And like Power is going to be like, he's at that age where he's going to, like, you saw that switch flip with Dahlin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not guaranteeing that sort of thing. Nothing is ever truly linear. But I would expect that there's something of a growth with Owen Power this season.
There's at least some excitement, too, because it's not just the Bo Byram tweet from Kevin Weeks. There's also been reports. Elliot Friedman's talked about it as well in his 32
Buffalo
thoughts.
Buffalo wanting to be aggressive.
Yep, and that's been the main feeling around the offseason.
Hiring Jarmo Kekäläinen, a GM that is not afraid of making a big swing.
Mm-hmm.
So, ready? Say the Sabres even just want to keep Byram anyway. If teams are interested, it's still a conversation starter.
Yeah, it will get you in the room.
If teams are interested, it gets me a phone call, and I go, maybe not Bo and Byram, but I know you've got something going on over here. What's up? And that allows the Sabres. The amount of star power that is available or reportedly available right now for this offseason.
It should be a fun offseason.
I say this every year, and over the last 3 years, I've been disappointed, and I don't want to be again. But it's gonna have to be these words. If Buffalo does not come away with a substantial addition this year, I don't know if disappointed is even the right word anymore.
No, I'm well past disappointed. It'll just be, I'll shrug my shoulders and go, well,
it'll be, why is he here?
Okay, yeah.
And I do mean that about Kevin Adams in that sense of the amount of players that are reportedly available and the amount of assets that Buffalo still has for being, quite frankly, a bad team last year. You should be able to do something here. The equation makes sense. You still have prospects that are very highly regarded. You still have young players that may or may not have a fit within this team.
Mm-hmm.
You do still have the youngest team in the National Hockey League for like the third straight year. Get a big name. Not just because it's a big name, because of the impact said player should have for your team. And you have excess goods. We all know that the combination of Noah Ostlund, Konstantin Helenius, and Isaac Rosén are not all making the NHL roster.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. It is because there's not enough room. There are not enough sweaters.
And we've talked about that for 2-3 years now with all their draft picks of just like not all these.
The only difference is we could have added last year, we added Matt Savoy's name until he was removed from the equation.
Yeah. Well, that was the fun part. It's like, okay, they're starting to do it. They're adding NHL-ready guys for some of these prospects who may not move up.
Kulik broke through, and I think he's in a league of his own. The type of prospect that he is and the type of player that he can be, these other guys, it's like the Paterka, Krebs, Quinn group.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hit on at least a third of them on that next coming crop, and I think it's Helenius. And I know that the general manager will think something else, but if he has a differing opinion on the names, that's fine. But he should still have the opinion of, not all these guys are going to make it. I need to sell the right one to a team that will give me something in return. Obviously, it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
But Kekalainen will help with relationship building with him, or you know, having connections and you know, having the experience to know what it's going to take to be more aggressive in this sort of stance. And this is where, yes, the fact that you had to hire a senior advisor for your general manager in his sixth year of being the general manager does look a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it is legitimately Kekalainen will be there to, at worst, help mold the last piece that Adams needs, the major acquisition. And at best, he helps reform the rough edges on Adams and his relative inexperience when it comes to NHL front offices. At best, Kevin Adams becomes a good general manager because of the help that he's receiving.
Right, like all of a sudden we're sitting here going, actually, figured it out. We're good.
Yes. At worst, Kekalainen might take the job.
Which I think might be the thing anyways.
It might be the thing anyways. I'm under the suspicion that win or lose, Adams gets elevated to president and Kekalainen would become the general manager anyway.
Yep.
But that's not a bad thing. And especially if you win, there's going to be a lot more respect for the person getting promoted.
Yeah, it'll be the respect, because that's what it was 2 years ago now. It was the respect of like, hey, the Sabres are this young up-and-coming team. Everyone is like young in the organization, because even Granato was this, not young coach, but he was kind of a fresh face. Adams is a young, everything.
You make the playoffs, all the sins and all the nonsense that we've been talking about with Adams, it's all forgiven.
Kind of quickly go away.
I'm telling you that.
Kind of quickly go away in league circles, but then even if it goes to
within the fan base, like the wounds that are made by the last 6 years of Adams' tenure here strictly, they're all gone. Those wounds are healed. Everyone forgives you because you're the general manager that cracked the code.
And so even if he is moved to president of hockey ops, then you put in a guy like Kekalainen who, when he was hired, the excitement for most of us was that, ooh, I would take him as my general manager today, let alone as the senior advisor role.
Right.
So if you make the playoffs, the iron is hot again, and you look at Kekalainen's past, there is that feeling of a heat strike. I mean, he was doing it with Columbus, whose iron maybe was never more than lukewarm, let alone hot, let alone fully warm. And so for me this offseason, you see guys like Jason Robertson might be legitimately available. Mitch Marner is going to hit free agency. We'll see if the Florida guys hit free agency. And then that's not even really mentioning outside of Ekblad.
There's no way
some
all
of the
three,
defense the defensemen it, hitting
there's no
free
way
agency.
All three of Florida free agents are retained.
You think
one
right,
of Ekblad, Marchand, or Bennett has to? There's not enough.
Oh yeah, Marchand probably.
There's
so,
not
yeah.
enough money in the banana stand. There is a salary cap, even with the question about the taxes thing. Like, there's still just not enough dollars. Let's be real here. And so one of those players is going to be a free agent. That's a big deal. That is a top-tier free agent, one of the three out of Florida. If there's more than one, look out.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're here, like Brock Besser or Nikolai Ehlers or the trade market, where you're hearing about Patterson, maybe that those conversations start up again from all last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or Robertson, who I think erroneously, like that's the wrong call. It's like when Calgary traded Matthew Tkachuk because they wanted to keep around Michael Frolik.
I thought Tkachuk just wanted out of Canada.
I don't remember the original story on this sort of thing, but it looked like bad asset management back then, and that's what this would be if you traded Jason Robertson. Because you signed Ilya Lyubushkin and Matthew Dumba to contracts that they did not need to be eating up the percentage of cap hits that they are. Past Matthew Dumba, yes. Current Matthew Dumba, no. Ilya Lyubushkin,
no. Yeah, no.
No.
Although I do.
Both of them
Lyubushkin.
Being sat for, like, what was it? Alex Petrovic or somebody? Cody Ceci's getting top 4 minutes in Dallas. Like, Jim Mill, congrats on winning GM of the year. I don't know how you did it with that decor.
Oh, man. I love Lyubushkin. Only for a gummy bear. That's it. I miss him. I miss him dearly. Only for that alone.
Ready? That and that alone, because if I gave you his cap hit number
oh,
right
it's
now,
not good.
You would probably be like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's not good. I understand that, but the vibes were exceptional with Lyubushkin. It's just, it's
a $3.25 million cap hit for Lyubushkin on a 3-year deal.
Oof. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, look, it's setting up again where it should be a busy offseason for the Sabres. They add that sense of credibility with Kekalainen. There are those young players that have have now kind of ascended to being in good spots. Dahlin and Thompson should be able to sell a project themselves. Thompson may be an Olympian for the United States. He did really well at the World Championships this year, ultimately leading the U.S. to winning gold. First time since, like, the Great War was still called the Great War. So they have the pieces. They have, hopefully and potentially, a sense of credibility. Now it just becomes the sense of, can you sell it? You will probably have to overpay, specifically in free agency, maybe in trades as well. But when I see the Bo Byram news that, like, hey, you might have multiple teams wanting a piece of him, great.
Great.
Get people into a bidding war so you can get the best assets.
Or get enough people in a room together. Mm-hmm. Or have enough phone calls that there's conversations, multiple, going on. And it's not like you're going to get killed in the re-signing market right now. Your RFAs are Byram, Paterka, Kozak, Ryan McLeod. You want to make sure that one's tied up. Jack Quinn, that's not going to cost you as much as was
no.
once projected to.
Yeah.
Jacob Bernard Docker, Devin Levi. And that one's not even going to cost you as much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow, yeah, that a few years ago, that would have looked way different.
Yeah.
Would have looked way different.
And ready? UFAs, it's Reimer. That's the list.
Do you want to bring back James Reimer? Especially because you watched a lot of the Rochester series.
No. But also, if he comes back, the tandem is Lucan and Reimer.
Mm-hmm.
Do I trust UPL to rebound? I would like to. The personality of Lucan, and I really like the person.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know that 1 year wasn't a fluke. The good year.
Right.
Is the good year a fluke? And It's funny because
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you like play video games, or like you and me, we'll play board games or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a risk taker.
Yep.
And this is exactly the nature of what I'm about to say. There's only one way to find out that that's not a fluke. I'm terrified of it.
Is to push him back out there and go, all right.
Yes.
Let's see what happens.
I'm tossing the grenade. Is it going to work? Or am I about to get retaliated against so harshly that like... it's over.
Yeah. Looking at these two seasons last year.
There's only one way to find out.
This past year. I think that's right.
But it's scary. Like, to any fan, any listener that just heard me say that sentence, I get it. That's not a good feeling in your tum-tum that I just said those words.
No,
it's not. I hate it too. But there's only one way to find out. But it would be managerial malpractice if you let Levi be the backup in the NHL this year, especially after what happened in Laval.
Mm-hmm.
He was not good enough in that series. I do think that he could benefit from an entire season. And I mean an entire season in the AHL. And that's not a bad thing. Goalies are slow cooks. Let them develop proper. I look at what Calgary did with Dustin Wolf, and I think that that's the right way to go about this. Did Levi start on fire when he first arrived here, when the Sabres were in the middle of a playoff push? Yes.
Yeah.
He was at his best within the NHL level in those stakes, which is incredible to me. It tells a little bit about the character of the person.
And that was him at his most raw, green, whatever right. You want to call it, and he came right
but
in.
But what choice did you have?
Because
it was Lukanen not doing hot.
That was Lukanen, you could argue, his worst season.
He was getting wins weirdly, but like weirdly. They weren't a byproduct of him because the Sabres were...
They were scoring a mile a minute.
Yeah, they were the third best scoring team in the National Hockey League.
Yeah.
So they had the goal strength to support or even overcome the weaknesses. Lukanen has one good year, oddly enough, and cruelly enough, it's when the Sabres can't find the back of the net to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I think, okay, there is a hockey god out there and they hate us. But again, there's only one real way to find out what you actually have with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. If some team wants to overpay for Luukkonen's services and you get back an established goaltender in return, that's awesome. Where is your copy of NHL 25?
Yeah, it's unrealistic to think that it could happen.
Yes.
Especially because other teams will have seen Luukkonen. I mean, you look at these two seasons, 23-24, and then this past year, 24-25. He faces nearly the same shots, 1470 and then 1489. Saves 1338, 1320, but it's his save percentage in 23-24, 910. His goals against 257 compared to last year, 887, 320. I mean,
I would argue
he faces nearly the same amount of games and the same amount of shots, but it is a radically different season for him.
And I would argue that the defensive core was better last year.
And that's the worrying part.
I didn't have Eric Johnson on this roster last year.
Yeah.
Or this past year. Two seasons ago, he was doing that with, quite frankly, the worst bottom pair defenseman in the league.
But that is where the
the apprehension to do this comes from and why, you know, I bring up, would you want to bring back James Reimer? Because Reimer was playing pretty well last year. He kind of, towards the end of the year especially, sort of became more their sure-handed goalie. He's not 42, 43 years old. I mean, he's in his late 30s. But there is some sort of feeling there that you could push him out there and be okay. You could survive it. They're in such an awkward position. And this is why I still thought Levi was so important to where they were going, because of where they put themselves in the NHL, you know, mind was not good. And I've said this now for 2 years. After you missed your window to sign a bunch of free agents or to get guys that wanted to come there so you could trade for them, what have you, you needed to win with this group, or you're starting it over with another group and no one's coming to you still. And Levi was a big important piece to that, because if he hit, like we saw in, what was it, 7 games? He plays towards the end of the year, 5, 7 games, whatever it was. He showed, okay, you might have a goalie next year, plus they're scoring like the wind. Here we go. But then he comes in and is really not good from the word go. And then Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen goes in and it's like, okay, well, he's much better. They can't score, though. Quinn gets hurt. Cousins vanishes into whatever he became. They've run into bad luck, but also they've made this bed, and it is much harder for them to get out of it. They can't make that big trade to get them out of it all the time. And I want Adams to be more proactive. Don't get me wrong. Him sitting on his hands for that losing streak this year, he's openly acknowledged he would do it differently.
Yeah, he acknowledges openly, like, that's probably not how it should have been done.
And I know Paul's brought this up too. I do wonder, though, just how much more difficult it is for the Sabres
when it comes to
is for everybody else.
When it comes to the Reimer question, the last piece on this, could I find another free agent goaltender that is effectively James Reimer? Yes.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Probably. The first name I think of is, like, David Riddick.
Mm-hmm.
Riddick available, last played with the LA Kings. Could I get another guy like that? Could I get Freddie Anderson on a cheaper deal to be the backup?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are legitimate questions that one should be asking at that point. It doesn't have to be Reimer. No. Do I need them to sign another goaltender? Yes. Absolutely. You can't have the same thing that you did last year, because, again, that is managerial malpractice. Steve just tweeted at me, would you trade UPL for John Gibson? Probably not. That contract and Gibson's declining play over the past several years is enough to turn me off on that.
Looking at last year, he only played 29 games.
Mm-hmm.
He
was hurt to start the year. That's why Anaheim, oddly enough, claimed Reimer and then put him back on waivers for Buffalo to even get him back.
Yeah, the games played is a big part here, because his save percentage is 9-11, goals against 2-7. But in the year's previous 46 games, 53, 56.
But I'm paying something extra to get John Gibson.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's worth it. I would rather take the risk and find out what I actually have there. And then if I have to effectively move on from him to prepare for Devon Levi, who will have ideally had a whole season in the AHL.
That's big of it. Yep. It's a big part of it, is that you hope at some point he is like wine, and all this time in the AHL has pushed him to that point.
But goalies typically are.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Gibson's cap hit, $6.4 million.
Yeah. By the way, Luukkonen did not really have that authentic stage either.
Right.
His time in Rochester was very short.
And wasn't particularly good either.
And it wasn't good. So, again, I need to know that year was not an anomaly. I need to know. It's dangerous. Could we be staring at year 15 down the barrel at that point? Maybe. But I need to know. And especially if it's my last year as a general manager, potentially. Might as well go down swinging with the contract extension that I signed, right?
Right. Now, I do wonder, though, because we've brought up the kind of the feelings of, what if he, win or lose, Adams is elevated to president of hockey ops, and then Kekalainen goes in. Then there really wouldn't be this fear of, this is my last year, we got to go. It would just be the continuation of, I'm still with the organization. We're still trying to win. I do get worried that because Levi had such a good season up to the Laval series, that they're going to take, and maybe this is the correct way to go, but they're going to take the bulk of the sample size and go, no, he's ready to cook. He went up against a good Laval team, didn't have a great series, but you know what? He's ready to go, and we're going to get him up there. Because to be fair, I think just based off how the organization is operated, they do prefer Levi to Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Just my feeling.
Organizationally, yes.
Just my feeling on it. So I could see them going, no, we're bringing Levi up. For the bulk of the season, he was very, very good. He had a bad Laval series. We're going to bring him up. And if that's their reasoning to it, I can't totally argue that.
But again, this comes back to one thing as well, though. Something has to be done about the main roster.
Yep.
Away from net. Something has to be done. There are enough names out there now, be it free agency or trade market rumors, and you still have the pieces. Yes, I know you have to deal with the fact that nobody wants to, nobody with a no move clause dares to come here. I understand that, and that is an unenviable position that you are in. What can we do about selling someone on that? Or you find there are still enough trade targets.
Oh God, yeah.
That don't have them, or they're about to kick in July.
It should be an exciting offseason.
You have time to figure something out.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number to call. Talking Sabres there for a little bit. Also talk some Bills and the NFL. A little bit of an update on the Shamar Stewart situation out in Cincinnati. Head coach Zach Taylor has spoken on it. I don't believe the man is a good head coach. I think he's an okay head coach, but I do not envy having to work with, it seems, the constraints you have in Cincinnati. Before we head our next time out, though, I do want to remind you to join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you will receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for details. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, we'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.